Good morning. My guest this morning is Noam Lemish, a pianist, composer extraordinaire, as it says here on the sheet of paper. Good morning, Noam.
Good morning.
You are, again, as it says on my press release here, returning to the Occidental Center for the Arts. I'll quote it, to lead a fierce and lyrical ensemble that features a sterling cast of improvisers. So tell us what you do. Explain it to us.
Yeah, so we're going to be a quartet. This is my quartet featuring Matthew Rothstein on saxophone, and he's also singing, as well as bassist Peter Barchet and drummer Alex Aspinall with myself on piano. We're going to be performing an all-new program of music that I've been composing in the last year or two. And of course, since it's jazz music with influences from various sources, there will be a fair amount of improvisation in the mix as well. Uh-huh. And these are all really tremendous players, tremendous improvisers with great, just great listening abilities and great communication abilities. And I think that, and we've played together in various contexts over the years, and I think it's going to be a very special show.
Well, it certainly sounds like it from the press release. It mentions Bach and Beethoven, also Israeli and Middle Eastern songs, the poetry of Rilke, and so forth.
It's a pretty diverse program because I draw from very diverse sources, but I think there is a unifying force, and that namely is me, because it's all music that I'm writing. But
right.
Yes, there will be a new piece there that I wrote that's influenced by a theme from Bach's Polonaise in B minor from his orchestral suite. I have a piece called Beethoven's Seventh that it draws from the second movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony.
Uh-huh.
I have a new piece that's based on Soviet Jewish themes
Soviet Jewish
yes,
themes.
Yes, yes. In fact, one of the themes comes from an unpublished recent discovery of songs that were composed and never saw the light of day up until a year or two ago from Jewish folks, not professional musicians, Jewish folks who were writing songs during World War II, and most of them, of course, were killed.
That's right.
But their songs were recently discovered by a professor at the University of Toronto, where I am doing my doctorate, and in collaboration with her, I took one of the themes and incorporated into this piece, Jazz Rhapsody, on Soviet Jewish themes, which will be premiered here on the West Coast.
Excellent.
Sunday.
So in addition to the other things you do, you're also a musicologist, really.
Well, I'm not the musicologist. She did that work.
Okay.
I am doing my doctorate in jazz performance at the University of Toronto, just about finishing up. So I'm here in the Bay Area just for a week of performances, and then I go back to the freezing
yes.
city of Toronto.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, it seems to me that I have noticed a whole lot of different and very diverse classical music, to use a sort of a portmanteau term, coming out of Canada, sort of a Canadian musical renaissance.
Yeah, well, Canada has a very vibrant arts and music scene. Part of it has to do with still a very strong infrastructure of support, governmental support on three tiers. So as an artist, we can apply for city-based funding grants, province-based grants, and federal-based
wow.
grants.
Oh, so, how wonderful.
Touring grants, recording grants, production
yeah.
grants.
This used to be a country that did things like that. Maybe one day it will be such again.
One can only hope so.
Okay. Will you be performing other places than at the Occidental Center while you're down here?
I've had a few performances already, and the next big one, indeed, is this one coming up on
Great.
Sunday at 3 p.m., in Occidental, at the Occidental Center for the Arts.
Great. Well, that's a great venue, and it's been around now long enough so that people who love music know that it's a great place to listen.
It's one of my favorite places to play in the area, and I'm great. Delighted to be back there.
Thank you, Noam. Let's remind people once again that the Noam Lemish Quartet will be playing at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Sunday, February 21st, between 3 and 5. For information, 874-9392, online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.